Hey, moms, welcome to episode 18. Today, we're going to talk about how to hear from God when he seems silent. I can't wait for you to tune in. Hello, moms. Welcome to the Front Parking Spot Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm Jennifer Bosma, wife, mom, grandma, former teacher for 23 years, and now a Christian children's book author and your podcast host. Are you a faith-based mom trying to live out a Christian life for your family? Do you want to learn more ways that you can have power over your child's spiritual growth? Inside this podcast, you will find tried and true ideas to grow in your faith and be the best wife and mom you can be. So listen in as you're cleaning up, doing the drive, or matching that sock, and be encouraged to know that God has his front parking spot set aside for you. Hey, welcome to episode 18. Today, we're going to talk about how to hear from God when he seems silent. Now, we all know in your life there are times when you experience spiritual highs, being very, very close to God, and in sync, you're walking with God, feeling him spiritually, connecting on many different levels. A lot of times it can be coming from a mission trip. I remember when I went with my daughters on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic, I was a student leader. We had an amazing time ministering to kids on the street and orphanages, doing VBS. It was amazing. And when you come back from a major spiritual high, like a mission trip, you are, for at least a couple of days, you're just in touch with God. You're hearing from God. It's a great time to just be in his presence. Another time when our kids were small, we had a great spiritual high weekend. There was a family, kind of like a family mission trip weekend. We drove several hours, I believe it was in Kentucky, and we went there and we had a cute little cabin and we did family ropes courses and we did kayaking and we had Bible studies for parents, Bible studies for kids. It was a really great connect time with my kids. And whenever you do like a retreat center like that, it's always a great weekend. Also, as moms, maybe you can do like a getaway day when you have like a mom's mission time that you can just go for. There's one in my neighborhood called Exhale. We go and it's actually like a silent retreat and they lead you in many different prayers and kind of some prayer meditations and some scriptures, and they give you some great talking points, but a lot of it's just quiet time with God. When we have those times like that, it is great to have a spiritual high. You really get connected. You know, any opportunity like this, I would highly recommend. Doing this on a daily level is also something I really recommend to stay in touch with God. My favorite time to do this is in the morning. If you can catch a sunrise, it is awesome. If you can get a little bit of coffee while watching the sunrise, seeing the birds come out, especially now in the spring, you hear the birds start chattering pretty much right when the sun comes up. But if you can get up and just have that quiet time with God. And I'm doing a great Bible plan right now that I will share with you at the end of the podcast to give you a recommendation for something to, you know, do as a Bible study in that time. But that's a great time to connect. And the biggest trick is to put away your phone. When you wake up, sometimes I look to see, did anyone text me? Does anyone need me? But then I sometimes will get distracted and I'll maybe check an email or I maybe check, you know, and never go down the social media route early in the morning. That's always kind of a bummer way to distract you and from what God has for you. But just keep your phone away. Sit and have some time with God. I remember when my kids were small, I was so tired that getting up in the morning just seemed like that wasn't going to happen. But through the years, I've learned that it is my best time in the morning, especially before the patters of feet. Whether you have 5 minutes or 30 minutes, just take that time in the morning to really kind of connect with God. Now, these are all great ways, and going to church obviously is another very important way, like weekly church attendance, but we need more than a weekly church attendance, because if we just have, I used to hear a week without God makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, and that's really true. So just going week to week, we need a daily infiltration of God in our lives to keep us on, you know, to hear from him. Now, what happens though when God goes silent or we feel that God goes silent? Recently, I had just read something really cool in the Old Testament from the Bible recap that I do with Tara Lee Cobble, and I'll give you the contact information a little bit about that. But I'll save that for a minute about the Old Testament. But I want to share with you a time when I kind of went through a time when I didn't hear from God. Now, was I going to church? Yes. Was I trying to pray as much as I pray? Yes. When I look back at it, from the outside, I was doing everything I had always done, trying to prioritize time with God, going to church once a week, but I was falling short because I was facing a pretty big storm for about 7 months of my life. It was a very challenging time. It started off, there was a random legal issue that came out of the blue, which was took us a lot of time and effort. So there was a legal issue that started off a summer. And then shortly after that, my dad passed away, and that was very difficult. I was also on a mission trip at the time in Zimbabwe, which was a very big high. But still, when your dad passes away in the middle of that, that does definitely put a damper on things. I also had a very big health challenge going on pretty much simultaneously, a couple health challenges that kind of came on me pretty quick over the couple weeks after all that, coupled with work stress. School was starting. All this was happening. This all kind of started in June. My trials went from June to January. Work stress, a lot of stuff going on with that. Also, with the health issues, you know, the work performance that I was doing, I was dealing with a health issue. So that made my work really challenging with some of the things like, you know, just having to be a little bit late for a meeting, to have to take care of something personal. You know, there's a lot of things going on with work stress. Then there was the betrayal of a friend that really seemed to dig deep and hurt deep. A friend that I thought was very close to me, there was a betrayal there, and that was very, very painful at the time. After all that, there was major surgery involved from the health issue. There was a recovery involved. And at that point, my connection with God seemed quiet. I was so busy with the stuff I was going through. You know, I would pray, I'd go to church once a week. We did our weekly small group, but you know, there was just a disconnect. And it wasn't until January after that year, you know, Christmas came in January, and I stopped, and I think I was in small group, and our small group leader had said something maybe about unforgiveness and how that hinders your prayers and all the things that I kind of was experiencing in my life because I had the friend betrayal, the unforgiveness. And I'm like, wait a minute, am I that person? Are my prayers being hindered because of unforgiveness? And do I just need to let that go? And the answer was yes. And I don't even remember what the small group lesson was about, but it was something that was triggered in me on how to move on and to kind of get better. So I had to deal with my unforgiveness, which I did. And then I realized that I was out of the Word. I was out of my connection with God. I was out of reading my Bible. Was I trying to pray? Yes. But was my heart in with my relationship, or was my mind in? Since I've been going to church, you know, from being a little girl, every week I was going to church, but was my heart was no longer there. I had the head knowledge. I was doing all the things I knew I had to do, but my relationship had really faltered. So number one, I figured out about the unforgiveness and I forgave, and it was beautiful. And it wasn't like an automatic thing, but I prayed for God to help me to forgive. And I was able to forgive the people that were involved, and that really helped. And then God put on my head and my heart, how about doing a Bible study? So I hosted a Priscilla Shire, the Armor of God Bible study in our house. It was amazing. I don't know if you've ever taken a Priscilla Shire Bible study, but she is pretty amazing. She is Tony Evans' daughter, and I love Tony Evans. He is such an amazing pastor. I've read so many books on the words of your mouth from him and the power of prayer. Tony Evans is an amazing, amazing pastor and amazing teacher, but his daughter is Priscilla Shire. So we had about eight ladies that came to my house for a Bible study with the Armor of God, and it was exactly what I needed. I needed a study to kind of get my focus back on him, you know, and get the relationship part back and not just the head knowledge. And through that time, that January through April, that really did give me a total healing on forgiveness. And I was hearing from God again. And I really realized during this time, especially in January, I remember the moment when I looked in my life and I said, you know, I have just gone through seven really challenging months, And God was not in my priority of my heart. And no wonder why I had such a hard time. I was not hearing him because he was not my priority. And when I realized that, and when I was able to put in action to start a Bible study, you know, when I hosted it, it doesn't matter for you. You don't have to host a Bible study, but find a Bible study in church. Find a group of ladies that you can pray with. Find something that you can do, even if it's a Bible plan. Like I said, I'll talk to you more about the Bible plans at the end of this podcast. But that really, when I made that decision to A, forgive my situation that had gone on, and B, to really get back into my Bible and Bible studies and Word and that relationship part of Jesus, that's when I started hearing from him again. Now, recently, I've been doing the Bible recap with Terry Lee Cobble. She talked about something that really resonated with me, and it was amazing. Like I said, the Bible recap is a great connection point for you to really learn the Bible. I go on my Holy Bible app and I can download it there. But if you look at the BibleRecap.com with Terry Lee Cobble, she reads through the entire Bible chronologically. So you're going to have things interspersed, like, but chronologically means as they happen on a timeline. So it's not, everything is not exactly how your Bible's laid out. For instance, you'll read Genesis and then you'll start going into Job and then you'll come back to Genesis. And even when I was reading, what we just finished was 1 Samuel, and she's been interspersing some of the Psalms because David wrote the majority of the Psalms. And so she would put those in when you're reading the parts of 1 Samuel. Well, anyways, when I was in 1 Samuel, I've learned a lot about Saul. And for those of you, a little brief history, all of 1 Samuel talks about Saul and David. Now, most of you have heard about David and Goliath. What I've learned about Saul, and he was the anointed king by God at the time, and Saul was very, I want to say, like, intimidated of David, because when David was a little boy, he slayed Goliath the giant. We all know that story. Saul was king. So through time, like, David got this big fame, and he was this little kid who came and defeated Goliath, defeated the Philistines and Goliath, their leader, and he instantly became famous. And so Saul originally, you know, oh, wow, this guy is amazing, but then he became threatened from David. And the little story that you can read in 1 Samuel is a great book. I would highly recommend reading it. But one of the stories is, constantly, Saul is trying to kill David. Kind of weird, because here, David, like, honors him and values him. And one of David's best friends is Jonathan. Jonathan is Saul's son. Okay, so David is very entrenched in Saul's life. His son's best friend is David. So he's very much connected. But Saul will secretly try to kill David. All through the Bible, David is protected, and a lot of the Psalms are written when David was fleeing the attacks of Saul. Through the time, at the very end of Samuel, it talks about 2 different times that David could have killed Saul because he was always after his life, and he didn't. He spared Saul's life. So because Saul was a rightful king, and David honored God's promise that Saul was king and you needed to value Saul and honor Saul. So through the time, Saul just had some issues. He was deciding that he wasn't hearing from God. God had been quiet, and Saul would pray to God, and sometimes he would follow him, sometimes he wouldn't. But this time, Saul was at a point of frustration because he was not hearing from God. When I was at the end of 1 Samuel, there was a part I had never heard before. And it was when Saul went and consulted a medium. A medium is one who is in witchcraft and fortune telling and all that. That is dark. We are never, ever to ever go to any of people like that. Mediums, fortune tellers, palm readers. We need to stay away. The Bible is very clear on that, but that is a topic for a different day. However, Saul did go because he said, the voice of the Lord is silent and I am not hearing him, and I must go and talk to this fortune teller or medium, like they called it, and get information about what to do about the Philistines. And even though he said that he knew that was wrong, he still went there. Sometimes when we don't hear from God, we double down on a sin to do anything we can to try to hear from him. And it says in 1 Samuel 28:6, when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him. And then, so he goes and he talks to this medium and he has an experience and he gets a word from Samuel, who has since passed. And Samuel tells him that the next day he and his sons are going to die in the battle with the Philistines and the Philistines will win. Well, lo and behold, all that did happen. And it says in verse 18 of that same scripture of 1 Samuel 28, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, you know, this is what is going to happen. Now, the point of this message right now with Saul is in the book, it says, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, he became silent. So how many times in our life does God tell us to do something? God is clear about telling us to do something and we ask him and he tells us, but we don't do it. When God has already told you something and you keep going to ask, sometimes he stays silent because he's already told you. And this is exactly what happened in Saul's life. You know, he had been told what he had to do and he disobeyed. The same, so he had to double down on sin, go back, see this medium, do what he knew was wrong to try to get more answers. But God's like, I've already told you what to do. So it's kind of like a broken record. If you said to a friend of yours, oh, hey, what do you think of this situation? And then they give you an answer. And then the next day you say, well, what do you think of this situation? And then they give you the same answer again. When you keep asking somebody the same question and they give you an answer and you don't listen, don't you think when the person asks you again, you're not going to say anything back? You're going to be like, well, I told you that over and over again, and you didn't do it. So, you know, you're not hearing me, so I'm staying quiet. Well, that's exactly what God did with Saul. So my point is, moms, when you're going through a difficult time, step back, think about, have I asked God this before and what did he say? And if you truly don't remember, ask the Holy Spirit to come in. Say, Lord, you know I'm going through this situation. I have asked you countless times before. Did you give me an answer? Did I not hear? Please reveal that answer to me again. You know, it's okay to ask again, but and then ask for God to tell you again if you really desperately don't remember and want to seek him. But sometimes when God is quiet and you feel like he's not hearing your prayers, he's already given you the answer, but you're just not in obedience and obeying what he said. So this is something, moms, think about this. Think long and hard. Am I going through something tough in my life right now? Do I feel like I'm not hearing from God? What can I do to step back, get that relationship back with God, and actually hear his voice for whatever you're going through? And sometimes, like in Saul's case, it takes a point of saying, when he didn't do this and he ended up, you know, he had a tragic ending. But sometimes we just have to say, have I asked you this before and you've told me, please forgive me for not obeying, please tell me again. But we just have to recognize that we need the voice of God, whether it's getting back into the Bible, whether it's getting into a Bible study, whether it's talking to a friend who can kind of get us back on track. Sometimes in life, we have to realize, whoa, what am I doing? Am I far away from God right now? How do I get back? And that's exactly what I did at the end of the 7 months when I was going through so many trials. Did I have some spiritual breakthroughs through the time? Yes, I did. I had some great spiritual breakthroughs. But then at the end of some of those spiritual breakthroughs, was God talking to me and telling me what I needed to do, but I wasn't ready to do it yet? I believe that happened. But once I got the forgiveness in my life towards the situation I had gone through, and once I got back in the Word, I began to hear God's voice again. So mamas, I want to encourage you, please, if you're going through something right now, step back and ask God to reveal and ask him and the Holy Spirit to come strongly in your life. And like I said, if you want to really grow in your faith, research the Bible Recap with Tara Lee Cobble. She reads through the entire Bible. And the best part of it is there's a video to explain what you just read. It's amazing. I would highly recommend that. So moms, whatever you're doing today, I pray right now, I'm praying for you that you hear the Lord's voice in your life, that it comes to your heart what you need to ask for, maybe for forgiveness or what you need to do to grow in your relationship or open back your ears of conversations that you've had with him where he did answer, but you didn't follow through with what he said. So just step back and take a look at that, moms. I hope this has been encouraging for you today because you know what? God wants that relationship with you every day. Forget about the head knowledge and go to the heart knowledge. It's the only true way to go. Have an Ephesians 3:20 days, Mom. This is a great one. Well, mamas, thank you so much for joining in. I know you are super busy doing all the things that can consume your day, but you took a couple of minutes to learn how God wants to build you up in your faith, family, and life, and He wants to applaud you for this. Please subscribe and review my show. This helps other moms tune in as well. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Front Parking Spot, on Facebook at Front Parking Spot Mom Community, or my website at jenniferbosma.com. Have an Ephesians 3:20 type of day, mamas, and be encouraged as you go for the front parking spot in your life today. God bless.